which special guest do we have joining us, Michelle?
Well, I just want to talk first about the word WOMAD, Steve, because WOMAD, the D in WOMAD actually stands for dance. And performing at WOMAD Adelaide this year from New Zealand is dynamic dance troupe Black Grace, acclaimed the world over for their fusion of dance traditions from the Pacific with contemporary movement. And we're joined now by Neil Iremia from Black Grace. So, Neil, welcome to WOMAD Adelaide 2008 Live.
Hello.
Now, you're the founder and artistic director of Black Grace Dance Company, but where did your own dance journey begin?
Well, I am of Samoan descent. I was born in a little place called Porirua, which is a lower socioeconomic town in Wellington, just outside the capital city. And it really started for me on the streets, learning kind of simple kind of break dancing and hip-hop movement, and then through our local church, you know, a good Pacific Island boy has to go to church every Sunday.
Indeed.
And so, you know, to kind of stave off the boredom, I decided to take up dance. And that was a bit of a shock to most people because, you know, the motto is rugby, racing and beer. You know, when you say you want to be a contemporary dancer, I think people flip out a bit.
So. Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a leap from there to, like, finding your own or establishing your own dance company. So at what point did you set up Black Grace?
I set up Black Grace in 1995. That was after working professionally as a freelance dancer for probably about 6 or 7 years. And it was just, I wanted to tell some stories from in a Pacific way, in my way, in a Samoan way. And I, at that time, there weren't very many males in dance, and there certainly weren't very many Pacific Island males in dance at a professional level. So I really wanted to give us a voice, and so I started Black Grace.
Well, considering this is a radio, can you give us a bit of a visual image of, you know, the Black Grace dancers on stage?
Sure. Black Grace, and I guess my movement aesthetic is very, very physical. It's very energetic, it's very percussive, so there's lots of fast-paced movement, people flying through the air and rolling and tumbling and leaping headlong into each other and hoping that the other person is going to catch them and throw them back at the right time. I try and, you know, the grace and Black Grace is something I've always aspired to kind of fulfill. So in this particular performance, we're working with some wonderful female dancers in a work called War Brides and Human Language. So it's quite an eclectic mix. There's everything from traditional Samoan and Pacific Island music and dance traditions right through to jazz-inspired music by Chico Hamilton and a work I made to Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G. Mm. So it's quite a mix.
Yeah, and where do the challenges lie? Because when you are fusing together, some established dance traditions with contemporary movement, I'm sure there must be some moments where you need to either, you know, follow certain protocols or be careful of what you're doing.
Well, it's a really interesting question, and it's one that I've been grappling with for a really long time. But essentially, I think that cultural identity and culture itself is something that continues to grow and develop as the world changes, and, you know, as the world becomes smaller through technology and what have you. I think in order for our cultures to develop and to grow, we need to move with them. So, there's a bit of give and take on both sides of the tradition.
Okay. Well, Black Grace is here at WOMAD Adelaide for the first time, and I sense that for everybody here at the festival, we really are in for a totally captivating visual feast. So all the best with the performances, Neil, and thanks for joining us on WOMAD Adelaide 2008 Live.
Thank you.